This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with...
Christine Wong.
I'm Vinny Viraj.
We're going to be with you all the way through until around 1 o'clock this afternoon. We're talking about streaming. How do you approach content on streaming services and why? That's the question we are running with. Get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram as usual at BFM Radio. It's a story that Arvin will be leading, all about how for people who might be tired of endlessly scrolling, this might be an option to get yourselves out of that. Christine, what are you talking about?
I'll be talking about the revival of limited series as the new format for media going forward.
And if we haven't heard enough about WhatsApp stories, I've got another WhatsApp story to wrap up with at the end of the show. It might scare you a little bit. It's nothing new, but it's just something you should probably be aware of. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that number again, 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram, at BFM Radio. Get yourselves voting. Arvin, take it away.
Yeah, so this is about Netflix's new Shuffle feature that they want to introduce this year. So basically, Shuffle is like their version of I'm Feeling Lucky on Google, or maybe Spotify's, kind of like Spotify's Discover Weekly, but not really. It's when you don't know what to watch and you end up like you're scrolling and scrolling, you want to have dinner or lunch and you don't know what to pick. So this feature just... randomizes it, but also bases it on certain algorithms and your behavior on the platform.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So it's releasing a Shuffle feature in 2021. They confirmed that the feature would be making a global rollout this year in a quarter four investor interview, which took place on January 20th, 2021. Netflix COO and Chief Product Officer Greg Peters talked about how sometimes users to the platform, they are on the platform and they are not really sure what they want to watch. So that's why they're introducing this. He says our members can basically indicate that they just want to skip browsing entirely, click one button and we'll pick a title for them just to instantly play. And Netflix says it has already been testing the Shuffle feature since April 2019. So I think some of us have seen this feature on our TVs. Like I have the Play Something feature. There's like the Shuffle logo there as well. So I think that's it. I'm not sure if all accounts have it yet. The feature uses an algorithm to figure out what you might want to watch based on your viewing habits. And interestingly, Netflix says that 80% of the shows people watched on the streaming service were discovered through its recommendation feature. So this might help skeptics warm up to the incoming Shuffle feature as well. Comparing the recommendation feature to a three-legged stool, Netflix Vice President of Product Innovation Todd Yellen said the stool functioned well thanks to these things. So one is the three legs of the stool would be Netflix members, taggers who understand everything about the content, and our machine learning algorithms that take all the data and put things together. So that's how the thing functions. That's how the new feature functions. Basically, it's do you want Netflix to pick your content for you, or do you want to pick your content, even if you think that you might have free will on the streaming service and it's not already doing that? Do you want to actively click a button and let it choose what choose what you should watch?
I think this has got legs, right? And what I mean by that is there are times when you're just endlessly scrolling, and this can cause friction, shall we say, at home between two people, family members, friends even. And if you just leave it to the algorithm and just say, well, it picked that for us, we don't have to watch it, but let's try again. Roll the dice again, spin the roulette wheel or whatever, see what it pops up with. You know, at some point, it's going to pick something that two of you will kind of agree on, right? And I think it could be quite fun, actually.
Leave it to another entity.
Exactly. Yeah. So you don't take blame then. You
know? Yeah.
I think that's only the idea if your user is, being used in the correct way. Because Netflix has a feature where you can have multiple profiles on like one account and stuff like that. But I also know of a lot of people who just by default use the same account to watch many, many different things. And so the algorithm doesn't know what is what, right? So in that particular situation, I don't know if the Shuffle feature would be smart enough to distinguish why the tastes on the same account are so different. Also on another level, if just someone just does like watches a lot of different things, for example, I watch quite an amount of animated series on Netflix, but I also watch a lot of like stand-up comedy that has maybe mature themes, right? How does it know what I'm in the mood for? Mm. You know, am I in the mood for something that could literally be found on the Netflix Kids channel? Yep. Or am I in the mood for, you know, like raunchy comedy? Like, how is it supposed to figure that out? Mm-hmm. That's my concern.
So it wouldn't know, right? Yeah. So I'm thinking I wouldn't use it.
I think I'd use it occasionally.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be my go-to, okay, well, I'm just going to let it pick, you know, and that be it. But for those periods of time when, you know, you kind of sat eating a meal or whatever, or you've just made a quick set of noodles and you just want to sit down and tune off your brain for maybe half an hour or so, then I think it could be useful.
Oh, then
unless you've already got something lined up that you previously were going to watch.
Continue watching. Yeah. But the number of the plates of cold noodles that I've had, just like, you know, trying to scroll and pick what to watch. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. I'm curious also to know if, you know, if the Play Something feature or the Shuffle feature or whatever they're calling it, if what they show you on that will affect the algorithm more. Because from my perspective, right, when you click on anything, even just for like 2 seconds on Netflix, Netflix immediately starts recommending, oh, you might like so-and-so and so, even though you watched 2 seconds of that show and you didn't like it, right? Will that shuffle feature play into how the algorithm thinks? Like, will they shuffle something and then come up with something random and then assume that you like that entire category because you watched 2 seconds of it?
I mean, I feel as though my Netflix is not playing the full game, right? The one that I use on my TV.
Right.
Because you're saying that, you know, if you pick something, it's immediately giving you suggestions. Mine is not that smart for whatever reason, you know, and it doesn't do that. I have to, like, scroll in, watch a few things, and then it will come and start doing it. And even if I'm doing it on my laptop as well, you guys are talking about you've got this whole place. I haven't seen it on mine at home, nor have I seen it on my laptop.
But is that because you are one of the people whose user is being used by multiple people at the same time?
Yes.
Because, you know, in my household, the accounts are pretty separate.
Right. But that's the thing. I mean, I think on my account, there are 4 separate accounts, right? But the main one that has my name attached to it is used by at least 2 people most of the time. And we have a fairly similar taste as to what we watch. One of us will rate what we watch. The other one will not rate what we watch. And so sometimes I will see stuff that I've rated and I'll see something related to it. And I'm like, ah, that makes sense. I watched that. That should help. Other times I'll see an awful lot of foreign films that perhaps I might not want to watch as a recommendation.
Different behaviors. Okay, so on the flip side, what about Spotify's Discover Weekly? Since we're asking about streaming services in general, so it kind of works in the same way. Discover Weekly bases it on your algorithms and your listening patterns, and then it gives you new music to sort of quote-unquote discover. Mm. So how does that work?
Similar thing to what Chris has just mentioned about there being multiple users on one account, right? Mm. So not too long ago, my Discover Weekly was fantastic. Gave me all the stuff that I wanted, you know, and all the stuff that I might have listened to going forward. And then, of course, somebody starts sharing your account and liking and listening to stuff that you perhaps wouldn't normally listen to. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm kind of pretty scared to open up my Discover Weekly and discover that maybe I don't want to be listening to Om Chanting for 8 hours a day.
It's a Discover Maybe.
It's a Discover Maybe,
I don't use the Discover Weekly feature. Yeah. The only part of Spotify that I use in terms of randomization in any way is where you can set your playlist to keep playing with songs that weren't in your playlist. Mm-hmm. So basically, if you have a curated playlist on Spotify, you can opt to let Spotify suggest songs and play those songs that they think you would want based on that playlist. But even that is very clearly based on the playlist.
Yeah.
And you know, I think I'm just more selective of what I want to watch or listen to based on my moods.
Makes sense.
I think the one streaming service that has been pretty spot on with what I want to stream, it has been YouTube. It's been consistently good. And I know there are a lot of people out there that say, don't use the suggested video option. But for me, it's been really, really good. Well, there you go. Right, the question for you guys out there, how do you approach content on streaming services and why? Do you choose what to play? Do you put it on shuffle? What's it? I can't read that.
I don't use them.
I don't use them. And other, tell us what it is. 01878898899 if you are on WhatsApp, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We're going to take a short break with some music from The Undertones and Teenage Kicks. We'll be right back after these messages here on BFM 89.9.
Be free, Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Yuvraj
and Christine Wong.
We're asking you a very, very, very important question today. Mm-hmm. How do you approach content on your streaming services and why? Let us know via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We have a poll running. And, you know, we're not joking about this. This is something that could lead to, you know, arguments and discussions and debates everywhere around the world right now. What are the numbers at, Alf?
The numbers are at 73% for they choose what to play, 10% say they put it on shuffle, 17% say I don't use them. A couple of messages, Ninja or Ninja W says, the shuffle reminds me of the gambling machines in Genting, shuffling for luck. Sorry, not for me, please. And Zainal Abidin says, I tend not to enjoy the latest trend of shows, thus I pick and choose my preferences.
That's fair enough. Chris, what have you got over
on
Instagram?
On Instagram, we just have two options, choose what to play or put it on shuffle, with 71% of the respondents saying that they do choose, in fact, what to play, and 29% saying that they put it on shuffle. And we have a couple of responses as well on here. Ad Eats Vegetarian says, I'm selective of what I want to watch, but PDX3156 says, leave it on shuffle because there's too much to watch.
That's true. I've got a message here from Ro who says, I've been tempted to sue Netflix based on its recommendations for me.
What?
That bad?
It must be bad. It must be bad.
I thought it was a pun about a show called Sue or something, knowing Ro.
Probably. Yeah. You know he's going to come back with another message in a while We'll just wait for that one, Ro. What about you guys then? All right? I mean, we didn't actually ask you how you would do it and what's your preferences when you do it.
Oh, Spotify, Discover Weekly, all the time. It's given me like tons of new music and, you know, I'm able to pick out like new songs, new artists and stuff. Netflix, I choose all of it. I wouldn't use a shuffle feature because I know exactly.
Ever?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I always want to choose what I want to watch at what time of the day and when and specifically what for.
I would like you to do an experiment and then come back to us in a couple of weeks. Mm. I'd like you to try it for a few days. In the same way that you use Spotify Shuffle and see what it kind of suggests to you based on the stuff that you've watched before.
Okay.
And that could make an interesting show for the other show that you do.
That is true.
Right.
Okay.
What is that show, Arvind? When can we listen to the show that Rich is talking about?
The one that has like popcorn and culture.
That's the one.
Maybe.
Yeah, Tuesdays to Thursdays, 7:30 p.m.
There you go. Right. We should listen to an expert, shouldn't we? Who have we got today?
So I got in touch with Jovi Lau. He is the co-founder of Emenic Film Space. He likes to be called the Tauke of Emenic Film Space. I got him on the line at the moment. And like Jovi, just in general, what are your thoughts on Netflix's shuffle or play something feature? Like, have you used it?
Thanks, Arvind, again for inviting me on the show to talk about movies. But I realize that every time you bring me on, it's about tough questions like this that really put me on the spot. No, it's a big no for me, this feature. I mean, I'm personally not one for the movies that Netflix has recommended to me. So when they introduce a feature that is a shuffle button or play something, I feel like it's just making things worse when I really don't like what they recommend. Reason why is that a lot of times when Netflix recommend a movie, that comes with a lot of bias. They try to push the movies that they produce or direct or create instead of recommending something that is really good, you know, because I can't blame them. They made the movies and it's their platform. So they have to push their content to get their numbers up so that they can fight with, you know, the likes of Disney Plus, HBO Max. And on a personal opinion on this is that I never believed that algorithm can recommend well. It can only get so far. Why I say this is because at Emenic, where it is my job to like try to recommend people, it's a very personal thing. You have to get to know someone's personality, character, and their taste to know what they like. You know, it's not as simple as, oh, you like action movies? I recommend it to you action movies. Sometimes it goes beyond that, you know. A movie like, for example, one of my favorite examples would be About Time. On surface level, it feels like a normal rom-com. But when you watch it, right, it actually has so much heart and soul that if you like stories with life and meaning, you can watch it, which is not something that you usually find in rom-coms. Or even action movies. There are so many action movies out there that actually have so much more heart than just pew 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 and boom boom boom. So, you know, just relying on algorithm and numbers to dictate or help recommend, yeah, it works in some ways, but in most cases, to me, no lah. Especially when it comes with so much bias that Netflix tries to push its own content.
I'm going to have to look out for that category of pew, pew, pew and boom, 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 and see if it appears on Netflix. Mm-hmm. But Jovi, what about other streaming platforms like Spotify, for example? Do you let them choose your songs for you, or are you as specific with your choices there?
So yeah, being a bit more old school myself, I don't really delve deep into a lot of digital platforms that can recommend me stuff, to be honest. You know, I stick to the necessities. So Spotify is one of the rare ones. And even then I was forced to because I lost all my songs when I switched laptops. Anyway, so yeah, when the rare times where I reach the end of my playlist and Spotify starts recommending me songs, similar songs to the bands that I like, I prefer alternative rock. It really sticks out like a sore thumb. You know, I can safely say that 80 or 90% of the time when it starts doing that, I'll be like, hey, this is not familiar. And then when I check, I will be like, I realize that, oh, this is a song that Spotify is trying to recommend. It's not something in my playlist. So what I do instead is that for songs, you know, I follow a YouTube channel called KEXP or another one called Tiny Desk. You know, they feature artists that the DJs, the host themselves pick. You know, they have... I grow to trust their taste. So again, it's about taste and it's not about numbers. You know, Spotify instead, they think that, oh, this guy likes alternative rock, so they just recommend alternative rock. And most of the time, it's quite random. Yes, they are alternative rock, but they lack that certain soul to the music that I like, lah. And when you have a human picking them instead, like on the channels that I said in KEXP and Tiny Desk, it makes a lot of difference because that person has the same kind of soul or the same kind of taste that I feel for. And when they recommend things, I connect better like that.
So, okay, with all that being said, do you think that this shuffle feature could at least introduce viewers to new content or stuff that they may not have considered before?
I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, it's just like a lucky draw, right? People will tend to try, but I would say try aimlessly because they have no idea what they're getting their heads into. And when you do that, it's quite... risky, because when you recommend a movie wrongly, it can turn out really bad. Like, it will give a really bad impression to the person, to the genre. You know, for example, if a person likes action movie and you're trying to, and you know, somehow Netflix algorithm thought it would be a good idea to introduce a movie about life, or you know, a meaningful slow burn movie about life, and if that's their first experience with a movie of that sort, they're probably going to feel like, no way I'm going to try this ever again. So again, because it's based on algorithm, right? And it's just a wild shot in the dark. You can be open to like 100 new movies in a Netflix library, you know, randomly given to you, but it's not tailored to you in a wider scope of things, you know, your taste, your state of mind, your current situation, and your age. And it all is a very personal thing, especially when it comes to stories and movies. It's not just a mindless video to consume.
So, Jovi, from a business perspective, what's the logic behind this feature, you think? Like, what are the pros and cons?
Oh, yeah, from a business point of view, I think it makes a lot of sense for Netflix, you know. I mean, if I'm Netflix, and I'm building my brand, of course, I only will want my viewers to watch Netflix original content, my movies, my series. Of course, I wouldn't want people to be watching, you know, Disney movies on my Netflix platform. I want Netflix to be the platform that people remember in their minds and only remember that. But also at the same time, I don't like it because, like I said earlier, there comes a huge bias of pushing only my content. You know, for example, let's say if Disney has a great movie and it's available on Netflix, and I myself, Netflix, I produce maybe like an average movie, so I can just put that great Netflix Disney movie into my back catalog. And then I just push and I put it on my top 10 recommended list on Netflix, that average Netflix movie. And if you really look hard enough, I can just say like, oh yeah, I have this great, great Disney movie, by the way, too. So yes, on a business point of view, it makes sense because this Netflix can say like, look, I have 100 movies and you'll never run out of things to watch. But at the same time, it's like a tunnel vision that you are put into, you know, that Netflix tunnel where you only watch Netflix content because they're only pushing that, recommending that. And it's unfortunately, that's going to happen more and more with each brand coming up with their own streaming platforms, you know, Disney Plus, HBO Max. So then comes the question as viewers, we have to ask ourselves, how do we know what's good when we're only watching a particular brand? You know, it's very dangerous to fall into that tunnel vision or that hole.
So you help people pick a film in your library if they're unsure of what to watch. Can you share your process with us so we don't have to waste hours of our lives choosing what to watch?
This is like asking me to share my secret recipe running and winning, right? But yeah, I've spoken about it before, and like I said, recommending a movie is quite a personal thing. You need to get to know someone, you know, what they do, who they are, what are their favorite food, songs, books that they read, you know, what's their age, their maturity, or their state of mind. Because if you are at the beginning of a relationship and life is rainbow and colors, you know, you want to watch something happy, you don't want to watch something sad. And let's say if you want, you are at the end of your job, you know, you want something to keep your spirits up, you know, give you hope, then you will want to watch something like that. Or if you're hating something and you want to feel the anarchy in you, you know, like Fight Club would be a good choice. So yeah, it's very grey, it's very vague, there's no right and wrongs, there's no formula, to be honest. Other than just trying to understand and appreciate someone's state of mind and their preferences lah. It's very unnecessarily complicated, yes, just for movies. But it's the extent that we try to go to in Emanic, because it's a very personal thing, stories. It can change your life. You know, in Emanic, when we recommend something to someone successfully, and to see them come out with that smile on their face and their reactions are like, wow, I didn't know movies can be like that. It's priceless lah. So my hope for Netflix is that, you know, maybe just be a bit more objective, you know, gatekeep more openly lah. Have a list that says recommended Netflix movies. And then have another list, recommended good movies. I don't know lah, you know. Just be more objective about it and be more open about it with the viewers.
Okay. So let's say we want to ditch the algorithm entirely, right? And not depend on streaming services to tell us what to watch or what to stream. How do you think, Jovi, we should curate and choose our own content?
Yeah, and then it comes the question on how do I find more movies or more songs, right? You know, if it's not from Netflix or Spotify, since this is where you consume them. I would say that, you know, use Google, do some research, because there are a lot of platforms and curators out there who are very trustworthy, lah, I would say. For example, like I was saying for music, you know, if you find that 1% that curator, for me is KEXP or Tiny Desk, you trust their taste. You know that whatever they pick hits you at the right spot. And when you listen to them talk about something, you know, you absorb what they say. Don't just take a metric score like on Rotten Tomatoes. 80%, 90% means good, 70% means bad. But sometimes that 70% movie, or like maybe 50% even, might not be good for, you know, 90 people out there, but for that 10 people out there, might be great, because it just suits you at the right time, at the right moment in life, and all that lah. It's really vague, there's no right or wrong, it's really grey. So again, I would say, you know, do your research, find good websites. Like for movies, I can recommend, you know, RogerEbert.com. Read their reviews, try to understand what they say, why they like or don't like the movie. You know, sometimes the reviewer might not like the movie for a certain reason, but for you, it might work out. So it's all about understanding and appreciation. Don't just see a score or like 5 stars, 3 stars. No, it's way more than that. You know, a movie is a story. It's about so much more than just a number, an algorithm.
That was Jovi Low, the co-founder of Amenik Film Space. Mm-hmm. A bit of a bone to pick with him, you know, where he says, you know, he's just randomly picking films depending on what people look like and how they feel. How is that different to Netflix's pretend
gut
randomly?
Gut instinct.
Research on the person, on the customer.
Human connection and empathy.
That's exactly what Netflix is doing. It's finding out what you've watched and what you've seen. And
look, the Netflix algorithm doesn't know what kind of day I've had. I'll say that.
Anyway,
or do they?
That's the thing. Mm. Or do they? A quick message I want to read here on WhatsApp. It's from our very own Audrey Raj. She says, "My dad thinks Netflix only has Korean dramas. He's always shocked when he creeps over to my account and sees English content. He thinks it's a conspiracy to deprive him of Charlize Theron."
It feeds you what you give it.
Anyway, right, time for a break.
Or does it?
Yes. How do you approach content on streaming services and why? Let us know via WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. Music from the Stone Temple Pilots with Interstate Love Song. When we get back, a quick update from Bursa at break and our second story of the day. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.